17. I am Patrick.
And I'm Nevin.
That is Nevin. And we're what? what are we talking about? E3 stuff?
Yeah, E3. Okay. We're gonna, I guess, run down all the hottest games and the biggest titles at E3.
Oh man, they're hot and big. All right.
Yeah.
So okay, all right. So what are we? I don't know. What was your before we get into the individual conferences? What was your overall impression? Like, not talking about anything specifically, but what did you think?
I'm excited for games. I like video games. I like video games. They're cool.
All right.
Long time player, first time watcher.
As long as they keep putting out games, you'll be happy. All right, that's fair.
Yeah, I thought there was like some pretty quality titles this year. Sony's conference felt super, just like they were doing trailers only. It was like a YouTube channel of just trailers, and then they're like exec coming out every like couple of trailers saying, "Hey, we have more trailers."
Yeah, I thought overall, normally E3 is one of those things that is kind of like, it's just the thing to watch and everyone gets really excited and I don't know, it's overhyped, and I've been disappointed in the past. I think this year was more exciting than it has been for me in the past. I don't know if that's just because the games were more to my interests or what, because really it was just all games. Like, they didn't announce anything except for Microsoft. It was just all games. So I don't know, it was exciting, but anyways, yeah, I guess we'll start with Microsoft.
Yeah. Should we start with, like, the Xbox One X?
The Xbox One X. Yeah. Yeah, the Xbox, as it's known in short.
Yeah. It's, yeah, bad name. Dumb. So bad. It sounds like it could be really close to Xbox One S.
Yeah, and I didn't even think about that. That's true. And it's like, it goes back to the problem with Wii and Wii U. I mean, I guess this is less of a problem because it isn't a console jump, or I mean a generation jump, but, you know, still it's confusing. Anyways.
Yeah, I probably won't get one, or I probably won't get one for a while, because the conference is making me upgrade my computer to Windows 10, which is, like, I'm doing very bitterly. Like, I don't want to, but a lot of these games are Windows 10 only.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't upgraded Windows 10. I'm probably going to get an Xbox One X, though, just because I finally upgraded to 4K, and I've been wanting to make the most of it, so that's kind of really the only way to do it. I have the PS4 Pro, but it's so, there's so few games that actually support 4K and HDR, or one or the other, that it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, like, a bunch of these are, like, saying, like, they're really putting the HDR support in it. Like, I think the new Shadow of Middle-Earth, or Shadow of War, has HDR support in it, which cool. Should be cool.
It'll be a good one.
Yeah, I have a 4K TV, but I don't have HDR, so I'm, like, not super hyped. And that doesn't really push me to get a new console.
It should push you to get a new TV, Nevin.
No.
It'll be good, and at least there'll be the resolution and everything, so
yeah.
It's kind of been a slow transition from that 10 to 4K.
Let's talk about some games that were shown. Any one that looked particularly good to you?
I really liked Anthem. I thought that looked pretty badass. It was just a really big game, and normally with those kind of, set piece games, it doesn't, I don't know, they seem, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I was impressed, which doesn't happen very often, so I like that.
Okay. It looked really good to me. It looked like what I was hoping Destiny would be, a lot more out exploration, and I felt like Destiny was just a lot of small maps that you just plow through, and this was like a lot more open, a lot more like you have a lot more opportunities to go do things.
Yeah, there looks like there's a lot to discover. It looks big. I guess how big it is will remain to be seen. I don't know if it's a true open world game or if it's, just like there's a hub world and you go to several like sub worlds or something like that. But looks like there's a lot of stuff to explore. And the co-op aspect actually seems really cool, like the 4-player squad co-op.
Yeah.
And the mech customization, like. When in the gameplay video when she pulled the Iron Man move and targeted like 7 people at once, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, or like the one tank dude just dropping the mortar.
I
was like,
that
oh,
was badass.
That's my class right there.
Yeah, no, that was sick.
Yeah.
And then what else did they show? They showed Sea of Thieves, which also looks really really cool. That was like it seemed super goofy and not really taking itself too seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked fine. The combat looked kind of soft.
Yeah, I don't think this game is really going to be about combat so much, though. It looks more of like exploration and the adventure aspect of it.
Yeah. What I really did like was them like getting the pirate like riddle and having to go there and actually read it and like do 11 paces to solve the thing.
I was you like, would like that part
oh,
of it.
Dude. Yeah, that is so my jam. I was like, oh. Yes, I get to decipher riddles. It was that, like, the other thing, like, there's only one person that had the riddle, so he had to hold it up in front of himself for somebody else to read it.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And it's also interesting that, like, you can't open treasure chests on the spot. Like, you have to take them back to the ship, I guess, to loot them. And I don't know if you get equipment or if it's just, like, there's, like, a loot counter that you get. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't. That part of it.
There has to be like something because like they were getting the regular like brown ones and then they dug up like the special gold like jewel one. I was like there has to be like some sort of like loot in there.
Right. But yeah, no, that game looks super fun. It's like it's a mix of like Minecraft without the actual crafting, but I don't know. I don't know why this is. Maybe it's the colors, but it's for some reason it reminds me of The Witness in a way.
Okay. I think it's like it's the foliage and colors, I want to say.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably no other relation to it besides that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. And then what else?
Shadow of War, which looks amazing. Like, I'm so
you're
excited
super
for
hyped
that.
On that one.
Oh, dude, it looks so much fun. Cause I like, and they gave all the orcs personalities, but I like just the nemesis system they had in Shadow of Middle Earth, and kind of create. Get putting your guys in power, and then when you like think you kill a guy and like you chop it, like stab him in the eye, but he comes back and he like remembers you, he's like, oh, I'm definitely gonna kill you.
Yeah, no, that was sick. And yeah, I really like Shadow of Mordor, and I don't know, I was a little thrown off by seeing the trolls talk, which I haven't seen, but I don't know,
I found it,
I guess it's not,
I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah. It was like entertaining.
Yeah. But the like castle storming and like the army building part of it looks really nuts.
Yeah.
Like it just seems really. All the games this year seem really grand in scope. Like that's the common theme, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this was like this E3 was way more like not serious and dark stories, just like video game ass video games.
Yeah, video game ass video games. Yeah, no, that's I know what you mean though. It just seems like. You're playing them just because they're going to be fun to play, not like they have some gimmick or they're telling. Yeah, the stories don't seem that particularly engaging, but
yeah,
the gameplay says enough. Metro actually looked really cool too, and I've never cared about any Metro games. That and Wolfenstein both kind of surprised me.
Oh yeah, Wolfenstein looked really good. I heard like so many good things about Wolfenstein New Order and like the. Little DLC pack, Old Blood. I just never got around to playing them, so I think I'm gonna try to pick them up and play through before this one comes out.
Yeah, that's actually a good call. I'm gonna add that to my wish list right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I don't know. Did you look at anything for Metro?
I just saw the preview. I've just never had interest in the Metro series, so it just didn't grab me. It looked cool, but I probably won't play it.
Yeah. And then, let's see, they had Tacoma.
That's probably going to be really good. That's probably going to be, like, the big story game.
Yeah. You think it's going to be story heavy? It just kind of looked, I don't know what it was, honestly. There wasn't enough really to go on, but it seems really, like, this really ethereal hopefully musically based exploration game.
Yeah, I think because like Fulbright, like people who did Gone Home are making that, and that's kind of like what they're focused on, the story. Oh,
okay.
Like yeah. they push hard in the story and narrative stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what to make of it, but I knew I liked it.
Yeah. And then PlayerUnknown's Battleground coming to Xbox.
Yeah, I'm way behind everybody. I still don't play that game, but it looks really cool. And coming to Xbox means probably a lot more people are going to play it.
Yeah. I don't play it. I've seen video, though. And it's crazy. It's like 100 people on an island just trying to kill each other.
Right, and it gets smaller and smaller, right? Like, the things get more and more hectic.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you see the Darwin Project? Like, that looked almost cool, but something didn't sit right with me about it. I don't know. It looked kind of cheesy.
Was that the one where they didn't really have faces?
Maybe. No, I think that was a different game. Darwin Project was the one where the guy was really, like, obnoxiously narrating while they were battling each other.
Okay. Let me see. I thought I looked at it, but
maybe they didn't have any faces. You could be right. I know there was one, but I forget which one that was.
Yeah.
And then Forza 7, which with 4K I'll probably get. The Last Night, which I'm super hyped for. Like, that just looks awesome. The 2D, 3D blending with the cyberpunk Blade Runner feel is way up my alley.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally missed the Darwin Project.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It looks cool.
Question mark?
I'm not a big fan of the art style.
Yeah. No, like, me neither. I think that's what I didn't like about it.
Yeah. So, also, that looking just at the E3 demo, the HUD looks super involved. I don't like that.
There's just a lot going on, and none of it looks great.
Yeah. So.
Anyways.
And then,
there's a survival joke in there somewhere. I don't know. I can't think of it. Cuphead finally getting released. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Crackdown 3. Terry Crews is cool. Otherwise, I don't know that I care.
I want to care.
I want to care too, but
it's just been
so outdated.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll play it a bit, or like I'll see it, and I'll see just orbs flying to a guy after he does something. I'll be like, oh, I need to play that now. Like, I'll just like, he'll like throw a grenade, and there'll be explosion orbs coming towards him, and then I'll grab an agility orb, and then I'll punch a guy and get like a strength orb.
Shameless nothing.
All of it will happen, like 3 minutes. I'm like, ooh, that's really good. It's that instant gratification of gaming. Like, I do a thing and rewards immediately.
And if I get enough of these orbs, I can spend them to upgrade my stats so I can go get more orbs.
Yeah. It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was State of Decay, too.
Yeah.
I never played the first one.
First one was cool, but they said they were going to add multiplayer to it and never did, and I was pissed, and now I don't really care about this one. But, yeah. I mean, it looks cool.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter or anything.
Yeah, you have like 4K Minecraft with crossplay listed on your talking points.
You couldn't care less about 4K, but the crossplay is awesome. They're doing that with what? Is it with PC? Well, I assume PC, and definitely Nintendo.
Yeah.
But not PlayStation for whatever reason.
Do you care about Minecraft also?
What?
Do you care about Minecraft?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Okay. I played a bit of Minecraft. It's fine. It's a good game.
Every time I see people play, I'm just like, why? What's the point?
It's cathartic in a way, I guess. Uh-huh. I'm not creative enough to come up with all the crazy shit. I just like exploring.
Oh. I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me.
I don't know. I don't know if that's surprising or not. It seems like it'd be one of those games that could just fly on the Nuvin radar.
I feel like graphically, like, probably graphics are one of the big things that, like, push me away from it.
Cause it's just, oh, really? Can't get behind the art style?
Yeah, and I don't play, like, really graphically intensive games.
Oh.
I play, like, hidden object point-and-click adventure games, which have literally zero graphics. And
yeah.
So, even, the art style, just, like, punching blocks to get wood to make an axe. It just seems like the worst.
Okay. Well, well, yeah. Well, I guess it's not for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mentioned it a second ago, but the last night, what did you think about that?
I saw a little bit of it. I think I missed that part of the conference. But it looked really cool. Like the kind of like blurred humans. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's got that pixel art style, but it also like kind of does 3D in a way too, and it's got a cool setting, so
yeah.
I'm in. And Ori and the Will of the Wisps?
Will of the Wisps, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long name. But that game, nothing was shown about it other than just like the art style, and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
That piano, it was a very moving trailer with the live piano.
Oh, yeah.
Got their point across.
Yeah.
Sad shit's always happening in the Ori universe. I don't know why. Well, I don't know why I can't catch a break.
Yeah. I never played number one, so I guess I will maybe play it. It looks amazing.
You should.
I probably should. Maybe I'll get around to it one day. And then last game I think we have to talk about in the Microsoft conference is Dragon Ball Z Fighters. Is this your game of the show?
This is my game of the show. I've been watching so much gameplay for this. It's so I've already talked to you at length about how much I love it, but yeah, it's badass. It's the art is so well done. It looks just like you're watching the show. I'm a huge DBZ fan, so it's obviously up my alley. But the fact that it's being done by the guys who did Blaze Blue and Guilty Gear,
yeah,
means that it's going to be a solid fighting game no matter what. So, I mean, you've seen it's already like it's single-handedly united the FGC, the fighting game community.
Yeah,
pretty much everyone is hyped for it because this is like this goes back to childhood days for a lot of gamers of our age.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't wait. It looks good. I can't wait to see how they handle the transformations. They showed a little bit of that in the videos that I watched. I didn't really understand it, but the use of meter, like being able to power up and just like how fast it is, it looks crazy and it looks awesome. And I can't wait.
Yeah. How many characters do you think it'll have in it?
That's a good question. It's hard to tell just based on what they did because they're pulling from all different eras. Like they have, and it seems like they all start in like their powered up states too. So, depending on if they do like separate characters for different levels of power, which I don't see happening, I'm not sure.
Okay.
They're gonna tie into Dragon Ball Super, so we'll probably get Future Trunks and like Goku Black and stuff like that. But, yeah, no, there's literally nothing to compare this to, so we'll see.
Yeah. I think that's about it for Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Do you want to talk about EA?
Sure.
All right.
Sure. All the sports.
Yeah.
Sports.
FIFA, Madden, a lot of focus on those too. I don't think either of us have anything to say about those.
No, certainly not.
Battlefield 1 getting some new content.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't play it.
Need for the Furious Speed Payback.
I kind of want to play that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the fact that it looks like a Fast and the Furious game that isn't licensed is cool, I guess. But
yeah,
who knows what it'll end up being.
Also, it's like the burnout mechanic of when you knock somebody off the road, you get that slow motion of them just dying.
I just want to give EA as little money as possible at this point.
Yeah. I don't mind giving them money.
So, A Way Out is the game that kind of stole the show at their conference. That game looks really, really cool.
Yeah.
With the, I don't know, just the fact that it's forced multiplayer, forced co-op is really weird, and I don't know if they touched on how that'll be handled online or not, but sounds like you're always going to have a second screen on no matter what. Which sounds annoying, but after watching it, I'm convinced that it actually kind of works because they adjust depending on what's happening. Like, if someone talks to your character, then you'll get a little bit more screen time or screen space.
Yeah.
And if there's a third person that comes in, you'll get, like, a third view and ends up, I mentioned this to you before, it kind of looks like a comic book panel, which is cool. So
yeah, I want to see like where the story goes in it, because like they showed mostly the prison, but I feel like that's going to be a small part of the game, because all the other stuff they showed.
It's called A Way Out. Isn't it all about escaping prison? It sounds like maybe it goes from like how you got to prison, or I don't know.
Well, no, because it shows them meeting in prison, and then it shows them like in the forest and like robbing the liquor store, and then like meeting that guy's wife.
Mm.
So I feel like I feel like the prison part is gonna be like a small fraction. That's gonna be like maybe the first fourth of the game, and you're gonna jump to something else completely different after that.
Well, and something they mentioned too was like they're gonna have a bunch of different mechanics. I don't know if this applies to settings as well, but they said that you're gonna be able to you'll do a lot of things in the game, but you're not gonna do them multiple times. So I wonder if that applies to the settings, and that would make sense too.
Okay. Yeah, there's like the one scene where they were both driving, and then did they have a scene where they were driving and shooting? I don't remember. Like one guy was driving, the other guy was shooting.
Probably. I don't know. I don't remember either.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then?
Battlefront.
Battlefront.
Like Battlefront 2.
Yeah. Going back to the electric Naboo Boogaloo.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. As long as it's not trash, like the first one kind of was. I mean, the first one wasn't trash. It just was like, you play it once and it's awesome, and then you play it a second time, you're like,
yeah.
Maybe I don't ever need to play this game again.
Yeah, they did, like, adding the class system back in from the old Battlefronts, and then they added in, I think they have a story mode this time, too, which is cool.
Yeah. That was a big thing. Which, who knows? I mean, they're like, oh, yeah, it'll bridge the gap between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. It's like, well, I don't know. That doesn't get me excited, because I don't know if I trust EA to tell a good story about that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Yeah. And they said the biggest thing was that the DLC, that they'll release each season of DLC that they release after launch will be free.
Yeah.
Which sounds too good to be true, especially coming from EA.
You're wondering where the extra purchases will be?
Yeah, well, because I read that they're going to do microtransactions regardless, so, and they're like, it's not pay to play, you can still earn everything. Well, it's like, if you're paying to unlock things early, that's still pay to play, you fucking morons.
You know what it's going to be? They talked about those cards that you equip your character with. You're going to have to buy card packs for those, and those will make your character more powerful, so the people that have the best cards will have, like, OP characters.
I think that's what they were talking about.
Yeah. I'm calling it right now. It's those card packs.
Yeah, it's stupid. So, I mean, I won't pay any money for it. I'll probably play the game, but we'll see.
Yeah, so it'll probably be pay to win.
Fucking EA.
And then, what else is next? Oh, Ubisoft.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed was the big one, which, meh.
I have no interest.
Yeah. I played a few. Like, I played the first and second. Actually, I played the first three. Okay. I didn't play Black Flag, which apparently was the one to play.
Yeah.
I know people were obsessed with the ship combat in that, which leads us to Skull and Bones in a second. But, the setting's cool, but I watched some gameplay, and it just looks like more of the same. Like, I mean, they added a few new mechanics and things, but it honestly just looks like more of the same. So,
yeah.
The problem I always have with Assassin's Creed is that they always have like a good couple of core mechanics in the game, but then like the game around that is really boring. Like all the long NPC talking missions where you have to follow them, and just weird gameplay mechanic glitches, like running up the same wall multiple times from different angles. I don't know. There's too much to name, but yeah. Anyways, looks like more of the same.
I think I played number one for sure, and number two. I think I also might have played Brotherhood, which is like part of the trilogy of number two.
Yeah, that's technically, I don't know if it's it's the third Ezio one. No, second Ezio one. There's Brotherhood, and then there's Revelations. Yeah, I played more of the games than I thought. They just all blended together. Ugh. Okay. Well, anyways, it sounds like I probably won't be playing this game. Yeah. Yeah, Skull and Bones, I think, is the natural next one.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. Ship-to-ship combat. Like, 5v5 ships.
Yeah, is it, I mean, the whole like forming a crew thing sounds awesome. Is it just multiplayer, or is there like a story or what?
I feel like there is a story. They didn't really say any. Well, they showed like that other, the secondary trailer with the giant octopus in it.
Oh, no way, I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess there's gonna be like sea monsters.
Oh shit. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm down for some sea monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just apparently looks more like the Black Flag ship combat, which a lot of people liked, and they're just doing more. And then they're going to be adding more sea shanties, which people are apparently very excited about.
I wonder. I'm not sure if they'll have a story mode in it. It probably is gonna be like a tacked-on story mode, like For Honor has.
Yeah, oh God, don't get me started about that. fucking For Honor story mode.
Yeah. And then, oh, Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle, aka Mario XCOM.
I don't understand why this exists.
Cause crossover money. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the crossover money comes from either.
But who's, I mean, I don't know.
Who asked for this?
I have so many, yeah, so many questions. Who, what, why, where, and when?
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess the answer always comes back to money.
Yeah.
I mean, for being, I don't care at all about the rabbits, but for being Mario plus something that I never expected or cared about him crossing over with, it looks all right.
Yeah, it actually, the battle mechanic does look better than XCOM's, which is weird to say that a Mario game has better mechanics than XCOM. Because,
That's a sentence that no one ever thought they would hear in their lives.
yeah, it was just because I was actually playing XCOM 2 a little earlier today, and just the percentage on hits was ridiculous. And then watching this one where they do the thing where Mario, I think Luigi or Mario shoots the guy up in the air, and then they shoot him again while he's in the air, and they shoot him one more time in the air. And I was like,
Dang.
that's amazing.
Yeah, I never played XCOM, so that's not, I can't compare it, but it seems legit,
Yeah.
so.
Crew 2.
No opinion.
I have the Crew 1. It was free.
That's always a good start. It was free.
It was like an Ubisoft, like Club Ubi free game, so I played it, and the no I think I stopped because there was like some weird network issue where it kept stuttering, and I was just like, oh, I'm not playing this now. But it was cool. Like, this one looks like it has a lot more stuff, like boats and some airplanes, air races.
It's got boats, it's got choo-choos, it's
Yeah.
got, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, if people are happy about it, then great.
Yeah. I thought like it's a Crew's an interesting concept of this giant world where you just travel everywhere. It's just bad execution.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't remember, I remember it being hyped up and then I didn't hear anything about it afterwards, so I assume it failed.
Yeah. Looks like next is there is South Park,
We don't,
which
yeah, I mean, we don't have to go in any
okay.
particular order. Just you can just talk about whatever.
Oh yeah, I barely remember most of, like, unless I was like super excited for a game, I wasn't
Yeah, sure.
that
Talk about
no.
the ones you're super excited about.
Okay,
I don't have any opinion about South Park. I don't care at all.
did you play the
I
first
know
one?
that's an unpopular opinion, but no, I just don't like South Park really
Oh,
anymore.
okay. Yeah, I get that. I stopped watching ages ago. I'm excited for the game, I guess.
We just lost like all of our followers before we even began.
Yeah, whatever.
They're like, no, South Park, fuck them.
Yeah. I'm excited to play it when it comes out. Before then, I just don't want to see anything. Also, I feel like the delay it had kind of killed it because I think it was coming around the time of Civil War that it got pushed back. And so it kind of.
Civil War?
Yeah.
Oh, like the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. So 2015, I think.
Oh wait, no, maybe not that far back.
I feel like you might be right though, because I remember hearing about it a long time ago, but again, I don't pay attention to it, so I don't know.
Yeah, but because it's dealing with like the whole multiple franchises fighting each other,
Yeah. But so then there's Starlink, which is Ubisoft Amiibos. Okay. Which I know you're really excited for, but
yeah. I don't know. It looks cool to attach stuff to a ship and it changes in real time.
It that does sound cool, but it also sounds very expensive.
Oh yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Hasn't stopped me before. Speaking of Amiibos, I know we're not talking about Nintendo, but did you see some of the Amiibo releases that they're doing?
I saw the 3 Cake Topper Amiibos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool, sort of, I guess. They are cool.
The Bowser one looks so much cooler than all the other ones.
Yeah, I really like the Metroid ones they're doing, the Samus, the Crouching Samus, and then the Metroid with the squishy head.
Oh, yeah.
And then they did the 4 champions for Breath of the Wild, which is also really cool. Because they were good designs. The voice acting was horrible, but the designs were cool. Okay. But yeah, anyways, slight detour into Nintendo.
That one champion just straight up looks like Falco.
Yeah. Rivali, yeah.
It's like, I've gone to a better game.
Some pretty fancy flying, Link.
Yeah. Yeah, cool Amiibos. That Bowser one looks super baller with the suit and, like...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, what else is there? Oh, Transference?
I was gonna say, you should talk about some VR stuff, because that's your forte, not mine.
Kind of my forte.
See, Transference, the conceit behind Transference sounds cool, where it's like a real-world experiment, or like it's supposed to be like a real world experiment where they transfer someone else's consciousness into your mind and like they see how your mind reacts, right?
Yeah, that trailer was kind of weird because it's like a fake company with it's a fake company with real Elijah Wood, which yeah. I was like, this is super confusing. Like, so Elijah Wood is in this universe as Elijah Wood, but nothing else is real.
Or maybe you've just been transferenced.
That's a bad name also.
Yeah.
It's bad naming.
You've been transferred.
It looks like spooky.
Oh, it's a horror game?
I thought it was supposed to be a horror game.
I don't know. You've done more research than me.
Yeah, I think it's a horror game.
Okay. Cool.
I'll go with that.
Alright, horror VR, man. That's not an area I want to go into eagerly.
I have one game that's kind of horror. It's called Ghost Mine, but you have a gun also.
Ghost Mine, as in, like, the ghost has a pickaxe, or Ghost Mind?
Mine.
Like his brain.
Like, you're on a mine cart, and then...
Okay.
Yeah. It's, like, pretty...
That sounds yeah. thrilling.
Yeah. It's on, like, I had some major, like... early what's it called, motion sickness when I started to play, because you're in a minecart and it starts to move and do like it's like sharp turns like an amusement park ride.
Oh, like that kind of I was picturing like a cute little ghost in like a Donkey Kong minecart, so I was way off.
Oh no, this is like you're in the minecart and it's like a ride at Disneyland that you have a blaster with, so it's like hard turns and everything, and then it gets like you get into like the spooky part where it turns out the mine's haunted. And there's, like, this weird phantom ghost guy that pops up, and then he, like, swings at you and disappears. And there's, like, evil... And there's evil animatronics, so it's kind of hitting, like, every point, like, trying to be spooky.
Is that like, the Until Dawn one that they did?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, that sounded very similar.
Yeah.
But, all right, anyways. So, Transferred sounds cool.
Yeah.
And Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited. Have you played any Far Crys?
No, but I will play this one.
Okay, I played a little bit of one, most of number 2 and number 3. I stopped after that.
Yeah, 3 is the one that everyone talks about. 4, I guess, was cool, but not the best. But...
Yeah, and then there was Primal, which was, I guess, like their off year.
I did play Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, which was awesome. I never played much of it, but the little bit I played of it was awesome.
Okay. Yeah, this one looks like it's pulling from a lot of number 2 and 3. Number 2, you had, like, allies that would come with you, or if you, like, did them a favor later on, they would, if you died, they'd come and, like, save your life.
Yeah.
What number two had that was really bad was you heard about malaria and had to keep taking these malaria pills, and you get like sudden bouts of malaria out of nowhere, so you like start assaulting a camp, and your character would just like keel over.
That sounds. Oh, no.
Yeah. Also,
Well,
it's a mechanic, but it's like annoying after like 20 hours.
the random factor, yeah, that's terrible.
Also,
That's
like.
like the fucking rain in Breath of the Wild. God.
Yeah. Also, like, you had to do missions to get new, more malaria pills, so it kind of is just like a side mission you have to keep doing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did have cool. Yeah, it had some. Okay.
I was gonna say it has dogs that steal guns, so I'm sold.
Yeah, it looks cool. The whole theming looks cool. Like, so they're in, I think, Montana and, like, in America, which is cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very poignant.
Yeah. And then I think last thing was the end of the show, Beyond Good and Evil, too.
Yeah, I don't have any experience with this franchise, but apparently people are happy about it.
Is that on Steam? You need to add that to your Steam wish list.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be on Steam.
It is on Steam.
Yeah, add that to your wish list.
All right.
Like, you like stealth games.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
so
do.
this is a stealth game, and you're a journalist trying to like take down this corrupt company.
Really? When did that one come out? How old is that game?
2013 or 2013, or 2003.
Really?
Oh,
I
three,
thought it was.
sorry.
Oh, three. Okay, I was gonna
Yeah.
say I thought it was way older than that. All right, all
Yeah.
right. Okay.
Yeah. It's really good.
Cool. And then, yeah. So we got Ubisoft, EA, Bethesda. We already talked about Wolfenstein.
Yeah, I think that was the highlight. They had what was it? What else was it?
There's
VR.
another Dishonored with the guy who looks like Penguin from Gotham, the TV show. But yeah,
I don't
I
play
don't.
Dishonoreds. I don't like them.
Yeah, me neither. Are you gonna play Doom or Fallout in VR?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Fallout's a full price game in VR, so no.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you
Also.
think it would be cool, or do you think it would just be like more of the same?
I think it'd be more of the same. That's like not a game I want to play in VR.
Is VR gonna be like, so I don't know, because it seems like VR Fallout would be something that's cool because you're stepping into the world and it's a first person game, so it seems like it lends itself to VR. However, is it something that is like 3D Blu-rays where if it's not a game that's made specifically for VR or for 3D, that it's not as powerful?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what, like, I think it's like a lot of your movement. It's mostly based around like your movement of your character, and
Yeah.
because if it's like you're moving too fast, like it does create like a weird motion sickness. Like, so they probably decided to change that. But yeah, I have no interest in playing these games in VR. I kind of want to like play games like these are designed for VR, but I want to play games that are like more in line with like a VR setting, like what I really want to play lately, I haven't bought it yet, is Star Trek Bridge Crew, because that's like super VR heavy. You're in front of a control panel, and like you're just talking to other people trying to make it work.
Yeah.
I feel like these games exist where I don't have to play them in VR, and it'd probably be my more preferred way is non-VR.
Yeah, like it would dilute the novelty of playing in VR almost.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's fair enough. Let's see. You want to talk about Devolver Digital?
Yeah, like their wacky 15-minute conference.
Yeah, their Tim and Eric's Awesome Show episode.
Yeah, it was. I guess before they had like a 12-hour pre-show live stream
What? Of what?
of just more like crazy stuff.
God. I
Yeah.
mean, Devolver is awesome. They make really cool games, so
Yeah.
more power to them, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that it was an insane pre-show they had for Devolver for streaming.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of not like Tim and Eric or Eric Andre, but more the infomercials that they do for Adult Swim. I don't know if you've seen any of them, like unedited footage of a bear, or
No.
uh, go watch that, or like, this house has people in it.
Or it also kind of reminded me of Too Many Cooks.
Yeah. That, I think that was part of, like, the infomercial block.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, despite the ridiculousness, they did show some cool games. They only showed, like, two or three games, but they looked cool.
Yeah.
Ruiner. That's the other one that was, like, The Last Night, which they showed in Microsoft's conference. That's the other cyberpunk Blade Runner-esque.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd call it. I guess top-down shooter. Like, it looks really cool because I guess Devolver does a lot of top-down shooters, even though they have a diverse library. But this looks almost like a game that I really liked on the PlayStation 4, which was Dead Nation.
Okay, yeah, I played that.
Channels that a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know if they have different classes or weapons or what, but they're showing off different, like, play styles, so...
Yeah.
Seems really cool. I'm on board.
Yeah, and then Serious Sam's Bogus Tour.
Which never... I'm not familiar with that franchise either, but that game looked really cool.
It's, like, pretty... Like, they have more franchise. I think it's pretty old, though, because I remember playing it on my early PC days.
Right.
Yeah. Crow Team, who makes some pretty great... They make... what else is funny? Oh, they made Talos Principle. This is the other big game.
Okay.
Yeah, which is, like, a huge, like, separation between Talos Principle and Serious Sam.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and so, it looks cool. It reminded me, they had the scene, like, he was in a hedge maze, and he was, like, shooting through it. It reminded me of Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Hmm. Okay.
Just that one scene, because I was like, oh, yeah, I remember the hedge level in Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yeah. All right.
And yeah, that was that whole conference. Their other game, they didn't show it, but they there's video footage, and like the people have like reviewed or talked about it, is Absolver.
Yeah, the combat game.
Yeah,
that does sound really cool. That one is one that I don't like the art style for it. Like, I almost do, but it just doesn't look like it has enough detail. But the concept sounds amazing. So it's like an open world co-op brawler where like the better you are at defending and fighting, like, the more stuff you learn, which sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it's like you get to choose your style and like make your combos.
Yeah, because I saw in one video there was a guy who was doing like the Drunken Master style, which is awesome. But yeah,
it looks cool. It looks like it kind of reminds me of For Honor, just like the 1v1 fighting or like 1v multiple fighting.
Yeah, but not as fucking broken as For Honor.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're actually meant to take on multiple people. And they said you can even combo with, like, a buddy, too. So if you have two people fighting, you can connect, to like, a hit from each of you into one combo.
Yeah.
Which sounds cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see how that turns out. Hopefully it's good.
Yeah, I like the art style. I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... And then this wasn't Devolver Digital, but Tunic looks really, really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
From the little we saw of it. That's just a gorgeous-looking game.
Yeah.
It has a... I mean, obviously, it's channeling Zelda, but it also kind of reminded me of quite a bit of another Devolver Digital game, which is Titan Soul.
Okay. I was going to say Dark Souls, like the combat role in fighting.
Yeah, Dark Souls, too. Yeah, I think that role mechanic is kind of prevalent now in a lot of games because of Dark Souls.
Yeah.
But it totally reminded me of Titan Soul or Titan Souls. I don't know, whatever. But yeah. Like the ancient door robot thing that came to life and fought him seemed like that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Souls games, there's one forgot to cover in our Microsoft's was a Code Vein.
Code Vein. Is that the MMO?
No, that was Black Desert Online.
Mm.
That one didn't look that great. Code Vein is... It was, like, the anime characters trying to kill some dude.
Mm.
It's supposed to be very Dark Souls. It's, like, called Anime Souls Online. So.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks cool. Always down for, like, a new type of Souls game.
Yeah.
Did you play Nioh or... The Surge?
No, I don't. What's the second one?
The Surge. It's from the guys who made the Viking game, shit, what's it called? What other weird game do they make?
Lords of the Fallen or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, they made that. And okay. So it's like Future Souls. So it's like you're in a robo mech suit.
What? I can't believe I've never heard of this game.
It just came out like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then there's a rumor that From Software is working on a new Souls-like game in like Aztec times.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, I was distracted. I just figured out why my computer was having issues because my mic was pressing down the Alt button.
Oh. All
right. I was like, why can't I load anything in Steam? Okay. But yeah, so then we have, what, Nintendo? I think that's all we got left, right?
Sony.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about Sony.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I guess start off with the game I have most interest in, which is God of War.
Yep.
Yeah.
God of War looks cool.
I think I've played just about every other God of War. I don't think the only one I didn't beat was Ascension because it got really garbage at the end. So I was like literally at the room before the last boss, and then I just watched the ending, just because the last room was just like a mob rush of fighting like pretty much every hard character, and then I feel like
that's most of the God of War series.
This one was
I have a very different opinion of God of War, but go ahead.
This one felt more cheap, so I just watched the ending. I think that was okay. Just Ascension. I like the other ones. I like the big set pieces.
So I like a lot of what God of War does, but it's just the problem I've always had with it, because I beat one, I beat two, I started playing three, and I just lost interest, because it was just one of those things where it's like they stack the game out so far by just throwing harder and harder enemies at you, and it's like I can only press square and triangle in so many ways for so long before I get bored. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's not for me, but I got really bored. And I remember the reason that I really stopped playing it was because I put on God mode in God of War 2, and I beat the game in, like, probably 2 hours or something ridiculously short because I just was invincible. So that just shows you right away that if the enemies are no problem, the game's not really substantial.
Yeah.
But that said, I am going somewhere with this. I am actually excited for God of War for PS4. A, because it deals with Norse mythology, which is awesome and super interesting to me. But B, it's made by Naughty Dog, so it has more of a Last of Us feel to it than actual God of War.
It's not made by Naughty Dog.
Isn't it?
No.
I swear it was.
Nope.
Okay.
It's Sony Santa Monica.
Okay, well, maybe I just made that connection in my head because I thought it looked like Last of Us, but... Okay, well, regardless.
Yeah.
My points still stand. My facts don't.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks cool. I like the trailer. They had, like, the giant world serpent thing come out of the water, which
was
cool.
Oh, is that what that was? That's awesome.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
And then, like, the girl talking about, like, oh, they know you here. So he's, like, gone out of his element. Which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah, no, it looks cool. I mean, the combat looks legit, and it just looks like a cool new direction for the franchise, which is something that they needed in order to get people like myself who were burnt out on it back in, so.
Yeah, it'll be cool to kill some Norse gods.
Yep.
Yeah. And what else do they have? Spider-Man?
Yes. Yes. this was probably the highlight for me of the Sony conference. Yeah, I fucking loved it. It looks great. It looks like a total ripoff combat and gameplay wise to a certain extent of the Arkham games, but that's fine with me.
Yeah.
I mean the Batman Arkham games kinda Rocksteady set the standard for what a superhero game should be. So I'm fine with them borrowing from that, but it also looks kind of different because Spider-Man's very acrobatic and agile, and that shows up. It just seems like they got the character right, which is all I was hoping for.
Yeah.
he cracked a couple jokes. All these other dialogue, while not entirely hilarious the whole time, it still rang true for him. And like his web gadget that he used to like his mine was really cool. So yeah, and the stealth elements really appeal to me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it looks cool. I don't really have that much interest in it. I probably won't play it.
Damn. Holy shit, I'm gushing about it, and you're just like, meh, fuck it.
I just don't really get excited. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch Spider-Man Homecoming and get hyped.
Oh my god.
That's out in like 3 weeks anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't realize it was that soon.
Yeah, it's what, the 7th? It's 2 days after my birthday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the thing I was hesitant about with it was all the QuickTime events, which I'm really not a fan of, because it's not really gameplay, it's just kind of, like, superfluous, in my opinion. But it was handled well, I thought. And, like, the spectacle of it was handled really well, too, which maybe is why I was more invested, like the skyscraper thing falling and him webbing it up and jumping around it and saving everybody was really cool.
Yeah.
And the transition from that into the next sequence of him chasing the helicopter. I don't know. It all felt very smooth and natural.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it looks cool.
Anyways. Yeah. Well, we know what your opinion is, so move on.
Yeah, ask me in like 4 weeks after I see Spider-Man Homecoming. I'll go,
okay.
Days Gone.
Yep. Still looks cool. Don't really know what else to say about it. They showed it last year, and did they give a release date for it?
No.
So, yeah, again, don't know what to say about it.
Are you burnt out on these serious games?
Yes and no. I play Nintendo games too, so it's like I go between them constantly.
Yeah, okay. I feel like I'm burnt out on these, like, serious, I murdered somebody, and, like, making the murder super graphic. I think I just kind of got burnt out on that.
The gritty realism?
Yeah, I just want to have fun.
Yeah, which is why you said there's some game-ass video games.
Yeah, like, that's why I'm super excited for Shadow of War.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't take itself seriously. It, like, has a bunch of crazy mechanics, and it looks like you just go do fun things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, Nevin, why don't you try playing the new Yoshi game that's coming out?
I heard about this. I didn't see anything about it.
It's just like, it's like another Yoshi's Woolly World or Yarn Yoshi's aesthetic, but yeah. He's like in a pop-up, like, storybook type world. I don't know.
Okay.
It looks like it'll take an hour to beat, just like every other side Mario game.
Alright. Yeah.
It'll be a fun hour.
Yeah. Meh.
but back to PS4. Do you have anything else to say about Days Gone or anything?
No.
What I wanted to say is that Monster Hunter looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, that looks fun.
That game looks... I don't even know what you're supposed to do other than get chased by giant, almost T-Rexes, but that game looks legit. Yeah.
Video game-ass video games.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Kind of all you really want.
I really... The thing that stands out to me is, like, in the trailer, my girlfriend was just like, why does that guy have such a big sword? And my only answer was, it's a Japanese video game.
Well, that's kind of like what the Monster Hunter games are known for, is dudes.
Well, right. It's Capcom. It's that style. It's like that adventurous, burly Japanese hero, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I guess this one looks like a huge departure.
Like, it's like Jurassic Park meets Berserk, but without any of the despair.
Yeah. This one does look like... I guess it's a huge departure for them from their old Monster Hunter games.
Right. Because before, it was just, like, gigantic monsters with, like, long health bars that you had to fight in like, real-time combat, right?
Yeah.
And yeah.
The other
That's one, not so much my alley.
Yeah, the other ones kind of just look really janky.
Yeah. Well, because they were always on Nintendo consoles, I think.
Yeah. Also, the gameplay looked jank. Like, they were just you were just running around a guy hitting him with a sword.
Oh. And they looked wacky as fuck, too. Like very, I don't know what the word is for. I guess very, very anime-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this one looks like just a straight-up adventure game. And yeah. It looks cool because it looks like you can trap and attract and hide from monsters. And I don't know. From what I can tell, it just looks like you run around a giant island and just poach monsters.
Yeah. We'll see when it comes out. Like, there's still a lot of room to slip up since this was, like, a super tiny sliver they showed.
Very true. And it is Capcom, so God knows what they'll get up to.
Yeah.
And how much we'll have to pay before we get the final game.
Oh, yeah.
Shadow of Colossus remake?
I played a little bit of Shadow of Colossus.
Never played it. Would love to play the remake. I've always heard good things.
Yeah, it's a really fun game.
It looks awesome.
Killing giant stone Colossus.
Yep. How about Vampyr? Or Vampyr? I guess they're calling it Vampyr. I always called it Vampyr with that Y.
I think I missed this part and I didn't go back and rewatch it.
I skimmed through it. It seems cool. It has like an Order 1886 feel to it, but
I'm shocked you remember that game at all.
Why?
That game is so not memorable.
One of my friends was Andrew was really hyped about it when it came out and
it bombed. It just bombed.
Yeah, it didn't look great. But I mean, it's set in that kind of era, and I don't know. There's some choices you can make. It just looked like a very non-inspiring entry into the video game pool. You know what I mean? It was like, oh yeah, here's a vampire. You can go around and make moral choices on how to hunt people, and then you fight people with vampire powers. It just was like very vanilla, which is weird to say given all the things I just said, but I don't know. It just didn't feel like very new to me. Looked fine. Sure, it'll be a decent. It'll probably be a solid like 7 out of 10, maybe.
So kind of like the Order.
No, the Order was like a 5, man. People shit on that game.
You know what this makes me miss though? I was just looking at screens. There's this game that was supposed to come out for PS2 called Harker, where you played as I think it was John Harker to kill vampires. And I remember, like, Game Informer had still images, and then it got canceled. And I was like, oh, this looks so good. And
from PS2? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll send you an image of it in Discord.
Okay.
And you were like, oh, that looks sick as shit. I'm sad it never came out.
What? Is that like a... It's like a metal press?
Yeah.
This guy just, like, Spartan kicking a zombie in the face?
Yeah, he's like kicking a vampire in there. And this game got canceled.
What if this was the only idea they had for the game?
No, there's like, here, I'll just do another one where he's ripping off a vampire's arm.
Like, I just picture they're just like, well, they're like, okay, so what's this game about? And they just show him the picture. It's like, huh? Yeah, I mean, I suppose it could be cool.
Yeah, and it got canceled.
Bastards.
I know, that bummed me out because I was so excited for that.
Well, now you have Vampyr coming out and you can, I don't know, try that. Actually, the story for Vampyr, just to go back to it for a second, not that I really care, but it kind of reminded me of Blade 2, where I guess the vampires are getting infected with like the Black Plague or something. I don't know, man. I wasn't really paying too much attention, but they have some infection and it's like, what did you just send me?
It says the floor is good games.
What the fuck?
Just kidding.
Oh man. Oh, poor Capcom.
No.
Well, we'll have to cut that part out.
Yeah, bad rosters, like.
Yeah. But Rocket and Groot.
Yeah. It's like one saving feature.
I'm not even. That was a joke.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to Nintendo. I gotta get to bed. Okay. So, Nintendo. Fucking Nintendo. Said nothing about their Switch features to come. Nothing about Virtual Console. No online talk whatsoever. Shocking. Still gonna be shit. They showed us the logo for Metroid Prime 4, which it's cool that they're working on it, but really the logo. And then they did show Metroid Samus Returns, which is a remake of Metroid 2 for the 3DS. Okay. So that actually sounds okay. I would prefer a brand new game, but I guess it kind of is. The gameplay I saw looks like they rely heavily on like a countering system, where she like physically counters enemies that come at her and then opens them up to target their weak spots. I don't know. It seems odd for Metroid, but it still looks cool. And it's a Metroid game, so I'll take it.
Yeah.
And then we had Yoshi. Yoshi's Cardboard Funhouse.
Okay.
We have Kirby with co-op, which looks like a classic Kirby game, but with co-op, which I honestly am not really familiar with the Kirby franchise, but it looks fun.
Yeah.
Again, my question with Nintendo games is always going to be, how long are they going to take to beat?
Yeah.
Because they're almost always fun, but is it worth $50 or $60 or whatever the fuck they cost now? And then...
This is like, did you watch this one live?
Yeah.
Okay, I completely missed this one. So I just like read headlines, and then I think the only thing I've watched is the Super Mario Odyssey trailer.
Yeah. Before we get to that, though, the thing I want to say about this is that outside of Super Mario Odyssey, this was the E3 conference of like not really saying a whole lot.
Yeah.
Because they showed us even the Breath of the Wild DLC that's coming out. And, like, they showed us the challenge mode or whatever that's going to be in it, which looks cool. But then they're like, the add-on story mode is like the Requiem of the Champions or something. I know that's not the name, but they just showed scenes from the game that we've already seen. Yeah. And literally told us nothing about what the DLC would do. It's like they showed us the Metroid Prime 4 logo. They showed us the Breath of the Wild DLC. And then they said, hey, we're working on a Pokemon RPG for Switch, which is awesome, but they literally said nothing else about it.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
So, and then they showed us some amiibos.
Is the online service supposed to be free until, like, 2018 now?
I don't because even know, man.
Did you see what they're supposed to do for you to chat online, like the diagram they sent out?
They sent out a diagram? No, well,
It got leaked. Go ahead. It got leaked. Let me see if I can pull up the picture and send it to you, and you'll be like, what is this? Is this the worst?
Like, I just don't understand. So, this is what I don't get. Oh my god, I looked it up. What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this?
So, you have to put, there's a device.
And
you
so,
yeah.
You use your phone.
Yep.
Which... So you have to plug in three components. It takes three pieces of hardware and an adapter to get chat on the Wii U or on the Switch.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay, hold on a second. So you plug in an aux cord to your phone. You plug in an aux cord to the Switch, and then you plug in the aux cord from a headset with a microphone, all going through this weird Splatoon/Arrow looking adapter.
Yeah.
God, Nintendo, it's not hard.
I like how they have
so not hard.
I like how the diagram has an iPhone, like those still have aux cords in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. What if you don't have that? Oh my god, Nintendo, you suck. They're literally getting by just by making good games. Like, I don't, if it wasn't for the fact that they can make good games like nobody else, they would have gone under long ago.
Well, that's supposed to be, like, the rumored headset thing, but I think it was, like, taken from a slide, like, a business slideshow.
I believe it 100%. Like, why would they ever get anything right regarding anything other than their games?
Yeah.
But the thing I don't understand is they're supporting online. They're nowhere near even, like, Xbox One levels of online competency. Xbox, like, original one, not the Xbox One. Yeah. And they're doing crossplay, which is awesome. It's like a huge step in the right direction with Microsoft. But they still can't get their act together on their own like online platform, which I don't know. It's tough being a Nintendo fan, man, I'll tell you.
Sounds like it.
It's a love-hate relationship, to be sure.
Yeah. And then, does that put us at Super Mario Odyssey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a tie for game of the show for me. Because I watched a lot of gameplay of it afterwards. And so tell me your thoughts, because my thoughts are going to be obvious, but let's hear what you have.
It looks really fun. It looks like a big departure from Mario.
Yeah.
I like the name New Donk City.
Do you know what? Fun fact, Pauline from the original Donkey Kong is the mayor of New Donk City.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm enjoying that name alone. It's worth it.
That's worth the price of the Switch for you. No, but you're a complicated yet simple man.
He's like, we have to name this Mario Town.
It doesn't take much for you to be sold on something, but what that something is very
hard to pin down. It has the word donk in it. See, just saying donk is great.
God. Okay, so you can possess people with your hat and then they grow a mustache, so that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You can become bullet bills. Like, the platforming aspect of that alone seems endless. The opportunities seem endless, and it seems like they've incorporated that really well into it. And I also heard from the way they were talking about it that you can tackle areas in multiple ways. So, like, you can progress in different ways if you're creative and or skilled enough to do so, which is cool. I'm a fan of any game that rewards skill.
There's one part that was kind of weird. That was Mario possessing a guy, just like a normal human man.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, this is that was odd.
Yeah, he can possess anybody. And there are women walking around, too. So he's just going to have his Mario mustache on like this woman that he possesses.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, it's not the oddest thing they've done in a Mario game.
Yeah, I think it'll be up there with, like, oh, this is, like, a really different Mario. Like, it'll be up there with... I was watching Donkey today, and Donkey was talking about how the greatest games were Super Mario 64 and Mario... Yeah.
Yeah.
And those were all, like, really big departures from the series.
The first thing I thought was Mario Sunshine, because I remember everyone hating on the flood from that game. Because it was so atypical to Mario to rely on something else. But, yeah, that game ended up... Did you ever play it? Because that game ended up being one of the best Marios.
I did not have a GameCube, so no.
Oh, man. You got to find a way to go back and play that. It's so good.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
And, I mean, I really liked 3D World. That was different in a way, but also felt like more of a traditional game.
Yeah.
But, I like that one because it was difficult, so hopefully this one has some difficulty to it as well, just like Sunshine and 64 did.
Okay.
And then the obvious comparison to Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 are there, because he's interacting with, like, people in a real city.
Actual humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks good. And the thing that really got me, too, and it's not just this, but it was just such a nice, brilliant touch, was the fact that we get a 2D Mario platformer inside of a 3D Mario platformer. Like, when he goes inside the wall, it literally becomes, like, old-school Nintendo Mario.
Oh, cool.
Which is really seamlessly done, because he just goes in the wall, and then he pops out of it, just like he was never there.
Oh, yeah.
And it almost seems like a callback to A Link Between Worlds, which was a cool Zelda game that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there was also, we didn't talk about it at all, the PC show.
I looked through it. They're doing Age of Empires remaster,
XCOM 2.
Mountain Blade, XCOM 2.
Or, like, more stuff for XCOM 2.
Right.
Total War Warhammer 2. The only thing that I'm slightly excited for is Battletech.
Battletech. Is that the mech one?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see a lot on that, but I heard about it.
I like me a good mech game. I used to play a lot of, on the original Xbox, Chrome Hounds.
Chrome Hounds. Oh, I played Mech Assault quite a bit.
Yeah. Or, what was the other weird mech game? that comes out like every year.
I don't know.
It was a
Gundam Warriors.
No. It'll come to me once I Google it, and no, it did not come once I Googled it. Armored Core, which I was a huge fan of.
Okay.
And I'll I'm excited for it.
Cool.
Yeah. Player knows. Let's see. Oh, a new game from the guys who created Mark of the Ninja, and Don't Starve.
Yeah, play. What's it called? Griftland or something?
Yeah, Griftlands.
Yeah. I don't know what that game was, but I'm on board because I like Clay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then new stuff for Killing Floor 2.
Yeah. Which, I don't play it, so. I'm not into the whole, like, Dark Carnival thing, so. Yeah.
Juggalos?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Juggalo Floor 2.
Yeah. I kind of want to get Killing Floor 2 just because it has six-person co-op.
I've heard it's a great game. I've just never played it.
Yeah. I think that is every game.
That is. We did an exhaustive analysis of all those games.
Talked about New Donk City.
So, highlights of E3.
New Donk City.
New Donk City. Not even Mario Odyssey, just New Donk City.
Because you know, like, the slang word for donk isn't slang, right?
What?
So it was a shortened version of badonkadonk.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, which is ass.
Right.
Yeah, so I saw that, I was like, man, Nintendo, you didn't check this?
The Etymology of Donk.
Yeah.
By Professor Nubbin.
Uh-oh. So, yeah, that made me, it just makes me super giddy when I hear it.
It's pretty redonkulous.
Yeah. So your game, what are your like probably top three games of the show?
Top three games. Mario Odyssey, Dragon Ball FighterZ, and oh boy, it's tough to pick a third one. I want to say, honestly, the one that I'm most excited for is The Last Knight, because I just want to see what that game is, and that environment and atmosphere is totally something I'm interested in. So
okay,
that intrigued me the most.
Mine are probably gonna be, what was it, I literally just spaced out and forgot what it was. One of them's gonna be probably God of War. New one,
Shadow of War.
Shadow of War 2. That's probably my number one. God of War, either God of War or Wolfenstein. And then number three was, I want to say, you know what? I'm going to put a risky one and put Skull and Bones. Or Skull and Bones, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Cause,
You're looking more forward to Skull and Bones than Sea of Thieves, huh?
Yeah. I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think Sea of Thieves will be fun, but I think it.
Skull and Bones is more authentic.
Yeah, I like the whole competitive thing of your 5v5 boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. We're right on. Well, there we go. Yeah. We'll see how much of this makes it to the interwebs, but all right, cool. Well, that wraps up our E3 thoughts and comments, and we will be back with something else eventually.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
See you
later.